This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1352. Annoyed? When to deal with it and not say anything in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Some situations are meant for connections, and others present a time when you should say nothing at all. Today, we answer a listener question on how to deal with a noisy chewer in a restaurant in English. This episode was recorded a few weeks in advance.
Our understanding of the COVID-19 situation has changed since then.
We hope you are healthy and safe.
And we hope that All Ears English can be a bright spot in your day during this moment of uncertainty.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Michelle, how's it going?
Hey, Lindsay, pretty good.
Oh, what is that awful noise that you're making? Can you stop, please?
Oh, I'm sorry, Lindsay. I was just eating a sandwich.
Well, first of all, why are you eating on the podcast?
I think once I did eat a little snack on the podcast.
Oh, I know. I was like, what is she doing? That's like the worst mic etiquette ever.
That's so funny. Like, sorry, guys. You know,
you work hard. You're running from one place to the next in New York. I mean, that reminds me of like this idea of eating on the street, which we could do in another episode.
Oh,
but I used
yeah.
to have to eat or my lunch train. Walking from like one English school to the next in New York. And you probably have to do that too, right? Another topic.
Topic. I've done things like that, but that is a good other topic because I know that's a big cultural thing. So, okay, good idea. Okay, anyway, but today we are talking more about people chewing loudly. Does this bother you?
Generally, no, I don't notice, but when I do notice it, it does bother me. It's like, how is our mindset, right? Like if we do hear it and then I will get really frustrated quickly. But usually I don't really notice. I just am too engaged in other things. Yeah.
Right.
What about you?
I'm with you on that pretty much, but I think I notice probably a little bit more than you. Like, and for some reason when I notice it, it's like I feel like I'm on fire. Like it really bothers me. And I feel like I kind of like give this look, but then I don't want the person to know that I'm looking at them about it. It's just it does bother me, but I mean, I'm not like, I don't know. I hope I don't do it. I try not to.
Is there a name for that? Like, it looks here like you found some kind of a condition.
Yeah, I see people post online sometimes where they're like, I have this. Apparently, so it's if you get bothered by sounds like chewing or other things, right? And it's like, it's an actual condition, apparently. It's called misophonia.
What? That's a condition? Oh my gosh.
Apparently,
I've never heard about that. Well, it sounds like this may be something one of our listeners is struggling with. So,
right. So, yeah, we have a question about this, and Guys, before we read the question, I just wanted to send you over to our Instagram, because this definitely seems like something that would come up on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like one of these like funny kinds of topics, because right. we like to have a lot of fun over on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And definitely you want to follow it, because we teach you new vocabulary. We have conversations. We have a whole community over there. So you are missing out if you are not following us on Instagram.
Absolutely. So guys, go over there, search for All Ears English, look for the yellow and follow us, because yeah, we do videos like this a lot. So go over there, guys. Well, I'm going to read the listener question here, Michelle. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay. So this was in Apple Podcasts by Sergio Osgor from the US. And he says, I'm Osgor. I've been listening to you guys for 3 months. All episodes are great, helpful, and funny. Great. I was at the restaurant and a person was eating at the next table, and he was eating so loudly and bothering everyone. How can I get him to stop, or warn and show him that it's rude?
That, how awkward. This is just one of those really awkward situations, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, this is awful. I mean, to be honest, I think this has to come down to our own control over our minds, in a sense. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. we it's kind of like we can't control the world around us any more than anyone else can. So yeah. how do we deal with it?
yeah, we'll get to that in a second. I mean, this is just a really interesting and good question. I love this because I feel this person's pain. Yeah. I know how it is to hear this and just not know. Like, you can almost feel desperate. Like, you don't know what to do with yourself. I understand. I mean, it seems to me from this question that a person was very loud when eating at the restaurant, but it must have been really loud to yeah. bother everyone. I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, I mean, what were they doing? Gosh, if all the other tables were also looking at them, then that might be a little bit of a different scenario, right?
I don't know. So, Lindsay, let's first talk about, I mean, how would you handle this situation if you had a friend or family member that you felt very close to, and you're sitting with them at lunch and they're doing it. Now, do you feel like if you're very close to them, is it easy to just be like, hey, you're chewing loudly? What do you think?
Yeah, I do. I think it's easier if you're close to them. I mean, or if they're chewing with their mouth open or something and just being rude. Then that is rude in the U.S. In American culture, it's rude to chew with your mouth open, right? Yeah. So things like that. Like, I would say that like to my dad or my mom or my brother, my niece, especially my niece, because she's 6 years old.
Right.
But you might say something like, hey, sorry, would you mind chewing a little softer? I know it's weird, but I get bothered easily by chewing. You know, so you could say something. You could be direct in that case. So, but if it's a stranger, Michelle, what do you think?
I don't know. I just, to go back to someone you're close to, personally, I don't know. I even feel awkward saying it to someone I'm close to because I feel like it's such a sensitive thing, and I'm more comfortable saying it than, you know, but it's still one of those things that for some reason I feel funny doing it, but I think that the best way is to put it on yourself. Just be like, sorry, I know I'm crazy. Like, I know I'm being silly, but it bothers me, you know, something like that. I think that's the best way to do it with somebody you know. But yeah, so the stranger situation. What do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah, I agree with you, Michelle. I think this kind of situation is one of the times you have to go inward and think like, why is this really bothering me? Because like I said before, there's so many things in the world we just can't control. If we try to control things, we're just fighting an impossible game. We can't win that game. So whether it's this guy at the next table that's chewing loudly, or whether it's the time the bus shows up late and you're late to work, like, you can't control things. So I think you have to do nothing.
Well, like you mentioned this great phrase earlier, you said you just have to deal with it.
Deal with it.
And that's a good bonus phrase today. I mean, what does that mean?
Oh, it just means, so this signals there's an adverse situation, right, that we don't like. To deal with something is just to handle it, to make peace with it. Do whatever you have to do to be okay and enjoy your meal.
Yeah, just try and ignore it, you know, make the best of the situation. I mean, because I don't know if there's any way to tell someone at another table to be quiet when they're eating with a lot of volume.
And I think this is cultural, too. At least in our culture, that would be really out of line to walk up to them and to say something. It would just be, you know, I think before you do that, you should pick up and leave. Pay your bill and leave.
Yeah.
You know, to control what you can, and that is being in that situation. You can leave the restaurant.
Right. Right. I totally agree. You just, if it's bothering you that much, that's kind of what you got to do. I mean, but, I just, mm-hmm. yeah.
But I was going to say, sorry to cut you off, Michelle. I was just maybe in where Osgore's from, I'm not sure where he's from, but maybe in his culture, it would be acceptable to walk up to that table. I don't know. That would be really interesting to hear from our listeners on this. You know?
Yeah, because this is important to know, like, in one culture it's okay to do and in another it's not, because if you were to do this in the American culture, I think it would
even in a place like New York City, I wouldn't do it. Like, yeah, we're the most direct place in the world or in the country. Yeah. Even in New York, I wouldn't do it. There's a certain personal bubble that we don't penetrate. Right.
Right.
Even if the person's driving us nuts, if they're not close to us, they're total strangers at another table, we would not walk over there and say something. Maybe some people would, like a comedian maybe. Or something. I don't know.
Right. Like, and I think this with this eating situation, I mean, it's kind of a vulnerability that people have that, like, it, you know, that's their habit. That's what they're doing. And they don't, it hurts if somebody were to call you out on, hey, you're chewing loudly. You know, you might. Oh my gosh, you know, I might feel very it's hard to say something to someone when you know they will be embarrassed by it.
It really is hard. I feel bad for that person. I would feel awful for them if they didn't really, maybe they're older, maybe they're like handicapped, maybe they have a situation with their mouth, they got a cavity filling, I don't know.
right you don't know, and you have to think what's going on here. We don't know. Right.
Take a journey by video lesson 12,000 miles around the U.S. to become fearless and fluent in English with our unique Bridge to Connection method. Guys, you can't find any fluency course like this anywhere else. So maximize your free time right now. Go to allearsenglish.com/connection.
Transport yourself back in time and explore the fascinating and harrowing story of the Titanic's maiden voyage. Now open at Cosi. Don't miss Titanic, the Artifact Exhibition. This epic exhibit features over 200 authentic artifacts recovered from the ocean floor. Discover poignant passenger and crew accounts and majestic recreated interiors, including the iconic Titanic Grand Staircase. Tickets for Titanic, the Artifact Exhibition are on sale now. Book your voyage at Cosi.org.
Oh, for sure. So what else can we, how can we help our listener here then? I mean, what's the final word for them, for our listener? I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, if it's something different, like let's say somebody is on the phone in a restaurant and they're making a lot of noise and they're on the phone and it's like, that's obviously different. Rude. Mm. That's different. I think in that situation, you could say something like, excuse me, could you keep your conversation down a bit? They may not like it.
Yeah.
But it's not rude to say that.
Yeah, because it's a much more public thing that's more clearly affecting everyone. Because the sound of someone chewing is something that you are paying attention to, like you're tuning into it, right? But the phone is more passive, like you're just receiving that noise that the person's making. That's the difference I see.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, guys, no matter what, this is always awkward with strangers. I mean, if it's terrible, I don't know. You could ask the manager. I don't know. But I think that when you're thinking about if you should speak up about something, you should consider the following factors, right? So I think you have to think, this is, you know, is this person doing something on purpose? Mm-hmm. Or is it something they don't realize and it's very innocent accident?
Yeah, exactly. Or would telling them about the situation, would that embarrass them? You know, like, yeah. I also think about that. That's a certain level of empathy that I feel like we have to survive in the world and to make this world a better place. How are they going to feel if you go up to them and say something? I mean, it's such an invasion. It's such an invasion.
Right. Exactly. And how would you feel if you were this person? If you were chewing loudly and somebody came up to you in a restaurant, somebody from another table, how would you feel?
Yeah, I think this must be really cultural. There may be I don't know. I would love to hear from our listeners about that. Would that be acceptable in your home culture to go up there? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So guys, this is a really good way to evaluate when you should say something, right? Mm. So this episode isn't necessarily about saying something. It's about how to know when to say something. When is it appropriate in our culture? So this is so important because we always, you know, we teach you what to say, but sometimes it's better to just not say anything and to deal with it, to go inward, as Lindsay says, to find your zen space and just try and zone that sound out.
Yeah, true. Absolutely, Michelle. Or the other thing is you could use it as a moment to connect with the person you're dining with. Maybe you make a little joke, right?
That's
innocent.
Right.
It's between That's you true. Two. The person's not going to hear it. You know, we are doing a web class. We did a web class back at the end of March on how to be funny. You could poke fun at the person a little bit in an innocent way. Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe think about approaching it a little bit differently. Yeah.
Right. Definitely. No, I love that, Lindsay. That's so good. So, I mean, Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
Well, the takeaway, guys, you know, sometimes the best way to connect is to avoid disconnecting, right? What do we mean by that, Michelle? What does that mean?
Right. So you may not, this isn't about trying to form a connection with somebody. Mm-hmm. This is about trying to not make someone feel bad. This is about trying to avoid doing something that's going to hurt someone or their day. And then I'm not saying that that's what our listener was trying to do at all. This is a perfectly reasonable question. And I know how this listener feels, and it can be frustrating. It's gross to hear that sound.
Yep.
But sometimes we just have to think, am I actually like tearing apart a connection that was not going to be made, but am I just disconnecting with someone, making someone feel bad, right?
Yeah. I mean, karma, right? We put something out into the world. You put that into that person's mind. They feel bad, and then maybe they hurt someone else later. Who knows, right? And I don't know. I find that when I meditate, the space between stimulus and response, as they say, is the famous saying, is longer, is bigger, is greater, right? So I have more space in my mind and I don't react as quickly when I have my meditation practice. It doesn't mean that meditation is for everyone. It's just my way of like increasing my patience, I guess. So we have to find ways to do that.
Right. Definitely. Yeah, I think that's a really good point, Lindsay. So, oh my gosh. What a situation to be in, though.
Good question, though, Osgor. I'm so glad you asked. And, you know, write a comment on this blog post. Let us know what you think about our response, right? Does this help you, or did it answer your question or not? This is episode number 1352. Come back to our blog. And guys, let us know what you think. So good. Such a good question.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Well, this was really fun. We'll see you guys on Instagram and have a good day.
All right. Take care, Michelle. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.